Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 76 today under sunny skies. Lows level off around 49 tonight, mainly clear. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 76. Rain showers likely Wednesday with a chance of thunderstorms Thursday. Highs in the upper 60s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran wrapped up last week, officially being one of the different senators in Washington, D.C., questioning the latest nominee for the Deputy Secretary for the Department of Commerce, Paul Dabbar, talking about the aviation industry, saying that we need protections when it comes to the tariff impacts, especially on aviation, and what it does for the Kansas economy.
That agreement is hugely important to the supply chain of the industry. The aviation industry is one of the bright spots in our export markets, and I need to know that you're willing to work to make certain that we go forward under that agreement.
That audio from KWCH News, where Senator Jerry Moran also says that he is one of the first Republicans to express their concerns about the budget cuts going on in other agencies as well, including the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, saying it is disturbing amid personnel shortages. The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports. News from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C. Plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
With springtime and summertime officially here in the state of Kansas and with some decent temperatures outside, it's the perfect time with individuals across the Mid-America region to get outdoors and enjoy some of the great outdoors here in the state of Kansas. And good news, after state officials and state wildlife officials in the state say they have officially completed work on a new section of the Flint Hills Trail State Park, where they say they've expanded their outdoor exploration opportunities. As according to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, they said in a press release over the weekend that hikers, cyclists and others are invited to explore the new 2.3-mile section of the Flint Hills Trail State Park in Franklin County. According to the officials, they say the new part of the trail, located west of Ottawa between Louisiana Terrace and Iowa Road, will officially open starting on Saturday, May 17th. In a statement from the KDWP, they say the Flint Hills Trail is a shining example of how Kansas continues to invest in meaningful outdoor spaces. With every completed section, we're not just building trails, we're connecting communities.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the implementation of medical marijuana in the state of Nebraska is slowly advancing after a bill that was designed to help implement the cannabis in the state did advance from committee as of the end of Thursday last week as the state legislative session begins to wrap up for the 2025 year. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say that Legislative Bill 677 did advance in the committee from a 5-3 vote from the General Affairs Committee, setting up a, quote, clearer state regulatory scheme for the medical cannabis system that voters did pass in November in overwhelming numbers. The passage did come after a new, quote, compromise amendment that was attached to the bill that was adopted on Thursday last week, saying up to 2 ounces of cannabis flower or bud could be sold to be a qualified patient or caregiver in the state. They say that smoking the marijuana would not be allowed and post-traumatic stress would not be a qualifier for the medical condition, similar to other versions of the bill.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Pony Up Marysville Friday generated $390,000 with nearly 1,400 gifts to 61 local nonprofit organizations. That puts this year's effort nearly $20,000 ahead of last year in donations, with mailing contributions that will be added. $105,000 in match monies is also available to qualifying contributions from the annual event. Top dollars raised, over $25,000 for the Kester Museum Foundation from 60 gifts. The Blue River Rail Trail, over $22,000 from 83 donors. St. Gregory's Catholic School, $18,000 from 34. And the Pony Express Partnership for Children, $17,000 with 36 gifts. The historic Union Pacific Depot had a fund for operations and another for HVAC, which raised a combined total over $27,000 from a combined 110 gifts. Giving Day dollars raised, total gifts, local matching dollars, and organizations participating all topped last year's numbers, which generated over $540,000. The event hosted by Marysville Community Foundation, which announced hiring Ashley Crocht of Marysville as executive director. A grant from the Patterson Family Foundation will fund salary and benefits for that position for up to 3 years, and the full-time post will allow organizing events, additional promotion, and will provide grant writing assistance for local nonprofits. A suspect has been arrested in Gage County in connection with a late December break-in at the Doghouse Bar in Wymore. Levi Fralin, age 44, of Beatrice, was arrested last week on charges including burglary, criminal trespass, criminal mischief, among others, as well as drug and paraphernalia possession. In February, a search warrant executed at his residence in Beatrice turned up items used in the burglary, as well as several stolen credit cards. Marysville police last week took to social media, sharing a recent find of nearly 3 dozen pills laced with fentanyl, which were discovered during a welfare check in Marysville. The public is reminded that although the deadly fentanyl is not prevalent in the community, the presence is certainly there. Marysville Public Library will host a book discussion Monday evening at 6, discussing Mexican Gothic by Sylvia Moreno Garcia. Books available at the library for checkout, or you may join the conversation and get next month's book at the meeting Monday evening at 6. Tuesday, the library will host a beginner's Dungeons & Dragon night at 6 p.m. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities, including chicken breast and drumsticks, Monday, May 5th, 2 to 3 p.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. This distribution is only for Marshall County residents that qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at Monday's distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Again, commodity distribution Monday, 2 to 5 p.m. at the south side of the Helvering Center in Marysville for income-qualified Marshall County residents. A fatality accident in Brown County Friday evening claimed the lives of a Sabetha couple, 63-year-old David and 62-year-old Odetta Cook. He was driving a motorcycle that reportedly crossed the center line and was struck by a pickup driven by 61-year-old Timothy Rottinghouse of Baileyville. Rottinghouse and a passenger were not injured in the accident Friday evening shortly after 5 p.m. on U.S. 36 in Brown County. Again, the fatalities, David and Odetta Cook of Sabetha. Andy C. Nielsen, age 60, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Memorial service is planned May 30th, 10:30 at Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. Private burial with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Andy Nielsen. Ralph A. Cook, age 79, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Arrangements pending with the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge for Ralph Cook.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken pot pie casserole with a biscuit, garden vegetable blend, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, lasagna with garlic bread, mixed green salad, apricots, and cake. KUDY News Time 7:14.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid 70s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Showers and thunderstorms do become likely in a Wednesday. Mostly cloudy skies with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout Wednesday night. Mostly cloudy skies with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then rain showers may continue early Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And still staying sunny and warmer as we head into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early May, 72, record high in the state, 99. The average low, 50, and the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:24. Sunrise in the morning, 6:24. Sunny, but 42 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. KUDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
7 and then some. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. As if a Game 7 wasn't enough drama, Winnipeg and St. Louis taking Game 7 to double overtime.
Connor back toward the line, Pionk. Pionk walks the line, wristed through traffic. He scores!
CJOB, they score nearly 16 minutes into the second overtime and win the series, and they do it after trailing by two goals in the final 2 minutes of regulation. They scored with just under two left and then tied the game with 3 seconds to go in regulation. Jets advance. They now get Dallas. Warriors surviving a game seven in the NBA. They pull away from the Rockets in Houston and win by 14, 103-89, and Golden State becomes the seven seed to beat a two seed in a series. Two of those previous six able to advance to the conference finals. In the East, Pacers take their series opener in Cleveland, 121-112. Donovan Mitchell, 33 in the loss for the Cavs, just 1-for-11 from three.
It's one game. I mean, yeah, we lost home court advantage technically, but it's one game, and you just got to respond for game two.
Game two coming up tomorrow, Tuesday night in Cleveland. Baseball, the Royals and Orioles combined for 11 home runs, 10 of them solo shots. Casey outslugs the O's and wins 11-6. Braves hang on for a 4-3 win over the Dodgers in the Sunday night game. L.A. has a 7-game win streak snapped. Diamondbacks get past the Phillies in 10. Padres shut out the Pirates 4-0. Tigers drop 13 on the Angels and win 13-1. Aaron Judge, another extra base hit, but New York falls to the Rays 7-5. Guardians edge the Blue Jays 5-4. Cardinals sweep the Mets in a pair of one-run games. At the Miami Grand Prix, it's Oscar Piastri who gets the win, his fourth win in six races this year.
Running out to find the perfect Mother's Day gift, but it's okay because Macy's is here to help. Shop our annual Mother's Day sale and you'll find gifts that'll make mom say, "That's exactly what I wanted." There are diamond necklaces and pendants 30 to 55% off, handbags from Karl Lagerfeld and Calvin Klein 30% off, and designer fragrance gift sets boxed and ready to give. How easy is that? But don't wait any longer. Mother's Day is Sunday and the sale starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Graduation season is here, and Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has the selection of party favorites to match the moment. From mouth-watering pulled pork, juicy chicken wings and thighs, savory baked beans with burnt ends and all the sides to make your grad's party the top of its class. Make graduation a day to remember with catering options from Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures were lower overnight as the markets come off a winning week. The Dow Jones on Friday rose 564 points and headed into the weekend at 41,317. The Nasdaq picked up 1.5%, as did the S&P, which notched its longest winning streak in 20 years. No changes at the top of the Fed. President Trump, in an interview with NBC, says he has no plans to fire Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Trump has criticized Powell, demanding more interest rate cuts. Leadership changes are coming to Berkshire Hathaway. 94-year-old CEO Warren Buffett surprised shareholders and executives of the multinational conglomerate when he announced Saturday that he's stepping down at the end of this year. May is shaping up to be a big month at the movies. Thunderbolts from Marvel and ABC parent company Disney scored an estimated $76 million during its domestic opening weekend, the third highest debut of 2025. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2025 Chevy Trailblazer and a pair of new 2025 Chevy Tahoes. One's an LT, the other a Premier package. Test drive the new 2025 Chevy Trailblazer or Tahoe today at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with the ongoing conversations of a big, beautiful package out of Washington, D.C. for the Trump administration and a reconciliation bill in Congress, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas sat down with us here on the Mid-America Network talking about the ongoing conversations of a farm bill. Are we getting any closer to a farm bill, and what could that look like by the end of the year?
You know, Andy, there's not much oxygen left up here. I think most of our focus is on this reconciliation budget, which you and I just talked about. I think we got to get it across the finish line so then we can turn to something like a farm bill this summer, early fall. I think we'll get one done this year. It needs to take care of crop insurance. But to your point, we're spending $180 billion a year on food stamps, on nutrition programs. We went from $60 billion a year with the last farm bill, 5-6 years ago. We went from 60 to now $180 billion a year. Mm. I think the work requirements is what the Republicans would like to see with that. Tighten up some of the eligibility as well. And we'll get it done. I think the big difference right now is Amy Klobuchar is the new ranking member for the Democrat Party. She's from Minnesota. Seems to be a little bit more focused on the importance of crop insurance maybe than Deb Stabenow, who's a good, wonderful person, but she's retired now. So I think a little bit different. Democrat leadership, want to focus here, remind your listeners, unlike the reconciliation bill, the farm bill is going to take 60 votes to get across the finish line, so we have to have Senate Democrat support. They don't want the working requirements. We do. So that's the give and take, but we'll get one done this year, I think.
That again, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas. The SNAP program with the food stamps continues to be that main talking point for many Republicans wanting to separate that from the farm bill or at least cut out some of the wasteful spending, as Democrats have been urgent to try and remain at the current spending levels or even expand the program. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Collisions between agricultural equipment and passenger vehicles happen most often between May and October. K-State Assistant Professor in the Department of Agricultural and Biological Engineering, Ed Brokish, explains other statistics about roadway incidents, including when during the day they usually happen.
Most of these accidents occur during the middle of the afternoon between noon and 6 p.m., with probably the highest number in that 3 to 5 p.m. time frame. And that's common, really common for farm equipment. It's also common for just general traffic. So if there's going to be an accident, most likely it's going to be in that 1 to 6 p.m. time frame.
Brokish lists the top five types of incidents.
What we found is there's really five types of incidents that we've been looking at. There have been rear-end collisions, left-turn collisions, fixed object collisions, sideswipes, and then intersections. And these are the top five in order. We were kind of surprised as we were doing our work. We thought the rear-end collisions would be second most common. We thought left-hand turns where somebody's driving down the road and pulling into a field or turning onto a county road or something like that. But it turns out that the rear-end collision is the most common type of crash between a personal vehicle and a piece of ag equipment.
He discusses what agricultural equipment operators need to remember before getting on the road.
We really need to understand that if we're driving agricultural equipment on the road, we need to pay attention to the stop signs and follow the rules of the road that are we've learned in driver's ed and such. I mean, they apply to us. If you run a stop sign in your tractor in front of a highway patrolman, more than likely he's going to pull you over and you're going to get a ticket for it. Yes, you do have a load that you're trying to deal with, and there's a lot that goes into it, and we understand that, but understand that you do have to follow the rules of the road. I think the other thing is that as farmers need to make sure that their equipment is visible when they're on the road. Obviously, large percentage of rear-end crashes, don't fully understand why those occur. But if you don't have all the safety equipment on the back of your machine, then you don't have a chance of being seen.
That was K-State's Ed Brokish with roadway safety reminders, especially for equipment used by farmers and ranchers. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks with Vietra 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday and a beauty that it is. Hey, there's no wind out there again today, so kind of feels like a great day. Well, speaking of a great day, we've got a very, very nice run, and we'll be firing away here at 10 o'clock here this morning, 12 o'clock noon on the hay, and the good news is the cattle market is certainly on fire, 222 to 223 in the fed cattle cash, and the carcass jumped up to that 350 and also ran into 352 on some late bids here Friday afternoon. So that certainly feels good. Here today with 10 o'clock start on the way up cows and bulls and right up to 12 o'clock on the hay, 12:30 on the baby calves. And speaking of baby calves, we certainly got them. Two Black and Char bottle calves are going to be 6 to 8 weeks old. The Red Angus bull bottle calf, 2 weeks old. There's four black and red bull and heifer calves coming off the cow here today. They're going to be up 2 weeks to 4 weeks old on those calves. There's one black heifer calf coming off the cow today, 3 weeks old. There's certainly two red steer and heifer calves with the vaccination coming off the cow here this morning. In the Holstein steers, we do have 8 Holsteins, black and reds, and one Jersey. They're going to weigh 500 to 600. They're the Wellman calves out of Waco, the Meyer Dairy calves out of Roca at 25, Jersey Angus heifers, Half-Bloods guys, Wayne Vac, they're going to weigh 550 to 6 and a quarter. Best-standing cattle out of Birchie, there is 11 black bull and heifers coming off the cow, 4 to 500. Luby at Pleasantdale, 5 head of black steers are 600. Odd body calves out of Western, 12 black steer and heifers are going to be 4 to 600. Nice set of calves here, guys, coming up. The bus cattle, 18 Red Angus steer and heifers, 4 to 500. The Harlow calves out of Dawson, 36 black steer and heifers, 4 to 550. The wood cattle out of Palmyra, 14 black and red steer and heifers, 550. The Narrad cattle out of Dorchester, 41 black and red Sim Angus steer and heifers are going to be 5 to 650. Their Kruger calves out of Cortland, 58. Black steer and heifers, they'll range from 575 to 700. Bauman's out of Pickerel's got a nice set of yearlings of 45 black steer and heifers. Background yearlings, 8 to 975. Jeff Party out of Adams, 60 black steers are going to weigh 850 to 875. Always a tremendous set of cattle. The Burr steers, the boys out of Pickerel's got 30 black and red steers are going to weigh 7 to 750. Resback out of Tobias, 8 red Angus steers are going to weigh 800. The Krugers also got a heavier set of 17 black steer and heifers, background yearlings 8 to 1,000. And Mr. Orth out of Beatrice, 11 black red steer and heifers, they're going to weigh that 6 to 650. So, super nice set. We'll get the cows and the bulls here on the way-ups this morning. Just take a little short break there as they get started on the hay, but 12:30 on the baby calves and rolling right into a nice set of feeder cattle. At 12 o'clock noon, we will get into the hay department. Surprisingly, a big run again. In the alfalfa, there's three groups of 25. They're second and third cut. We've got good, clean Brome and Prairie out of Kansas again. 20 and 60 on that. 20 Brome, 60 Prairie. In the big rounds, we've got a nice selection also. In the fifth cut, alfalfa, there's four at 1890. In third cut, there's 25 at 1680. Second cut, there's 10 at 1736. In the first cut, there's 28 bales at 1526. I've got a group of round alfalfa slash oats. There's 16. Really looks like good feeding stuff. When you move it, the oats falls out, guys. So certainly put up nice. Second cut on that alfalfa oats. In the Brome, there's 44 bales with a weight of 1581 to 1535. There's one group of 14 Brome Prairie at 1547. In the CRP, there's 26 that weigh 1550. In the grass department, there is 22 bales. There's 32 bales, I should say. One group of 10 has 1668 on the weight. The round orchard, there's 8. In the round rye, there's 8. In the round Milo Stover, there is 32. So a very, very good day here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Certainly give us a call. Alicia, Rick, Denny, Brian, Ryan, 223-3571. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We say thanks for the business, and certainly you know the way we go. You certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
731 from KNDY, 45 degrees with sunshine this morning. Warming into the, well into the 70s today and tomorrow to start the work week off.
Can you get more from your garden while putting less work into it? We'll tell you one way it's done on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 5th, the 125th day of the year. Pop singer Adele has a birthday, and Mexican heritage is celebrated on this Cinco de Mayo. One way to cut down on planting chores in the spring is to grow perennial vegetables, that is, plants that come back on their own each year. Two that most of us are familiar with are asparagus and rhubarb. But here are some other popular among perennial gardeners. Jerusalem artichoke or sunchoke is a tall sunflower-like plant that produces crisp tubers that can be used like potatoes. Sea kale is sometimes used as an ornamental, but the shoots are delicious and packed with nutrients. Or try the European spinach relative known as Good King Henry. It's popular for its tasty shoots, leaves, and flower buds. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, we are getting closer to the end of the regular season for college baseball across the nation and here in the state of Kansas, as we have just a few series left for the Kansas Jayhawks. They're coming up with a single game on Tuesday tomorrow, that first pitch at 6 p.m. as they take on Missouri. Their last game against Missouri came last Tuesday as well, where they ended up winning that game 9-3 in Lawrence. This one happening on the road at Taylor Stadium in Columbia, Missouri. After that, it's back home in Lawrence starting on Thursday for their second to last three-game series of the regular season, taking on BYU. That first pitch on Thursday at 6 p.m. on Thursday and Friday. Saturday's game is at 1 p.m. On the Wildcat side of things for college baseball, their game tomorrow originally scheduled against Omaha in Manhattan. That game has been canceled. They're now ready for their three-game series against West Virginia starting on Friday this week with first pitch at 6 p.m. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Bill for all six home games this fall. Saturdays in Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
North Central Kansas League tennis was postponed Friday at Marysville and will resume play Monday, 11 a.m. Marysville High track teams hosted a meet Friday, completed after a rain delay. Bulldog boys golf team hosting an invitational Monday at the country club. And Marysville will host the junior varsity North Central Kansas League tennis meet at the city park. Marysville track teams at Nemaha Valley Tuesday. The high school softball and baseball team senior night games hosting Concordia. JV and varsity softball, baseball doubleheader beginning at 4:30. Valley Heights softball and baseball teams have makeup games slated Tuesday at Republic County.
KNDY.